Now to India, where it's being reported that one of the country's most celebrated writers, Arundhati Roy, is to be prosecuted for comments she made about the region of Kashmir 14 years ago. The charges relate to an event in 2010 when it's understood she said that the disputed region, which is claimed by both India and Pakistan, has never been an integral part of India. According to law enforcement, she can now be charged under anti-terror laws for advocating for the secession of Kashmir. Well, we're joined now by Mariam Alavi, a journalist based in Delhi, to tell us more. Good morning, Mariam. We have been reading about Arundhati Roy, this Booker Prize-winning author, also a well-known activist there in India. Could you just explain the background to those comments she made 14 years ago and what she is now being accused of?
Yes, so Arundhati Roy is an outspoken writer, activist, and a critique of the systems of power in India. And this has been happening. This is not just recently or with the current Modi government. This is an event that happened in 2010. So she has been a vocal critic of the Indian government's for a long time. So now in October 2010, there was an event that was organized in the national capital of India called Azadi, the Only Way. Azadi means freedom. This was to do with Kashmir. And at the event, she had said that Kashmir has never been an integral part of India. It is a historical fact. Even the Indian government has accepted this. So now we have to understand that Kashmir is an area or a region that is claimed by two nuclear-powered countries, right? India and Pakistan, both of them lay claim to the entire region of Kashmir. And in fact, the two countries have gone to war twice over the region. And because of these comments, because she said that it was never an integral part of India, is where they've now slapped her with anti-terror laws. In fact, an FIR or a first information report was filed with the police in 2010 itself. And in that, they had multiple charges, including the draconian sedition law. And last year, the lieutenant governor, who's a representative of the center in Delhi, had given permission to the police to prosecute her under some of those laws, in fact, for promoting enmity, making assertions prejudicial to national integration and causing public mischief.
And Mariam, can I ask, what do people in India just feel about this news now that she's to be prosecuted, or reportedly so? Is there much support for her?
There is a slight division here. The people are divided. So one part is that the law that has been invoked against Arundhati Roy, that's the Unlawful Activities Prevention Act, which is a stringent anti-terror law in India. Now, the problem is that the 10 years of the Modi government has faced huge criticism for going after ideological and political rivals of the government. And many a times, this is the law that they've used to make sure that they put their critiques behind bars. The problem with the law is that it's exceptionally difficult to get bail under this law, and which means that many a times, if they're arrested under the law, the people tend to perish in jails for months or even years on end. And in fact, Modi has been accused of using the very same law to silence critics. So there's a section that's worried about that. But there's also a section when Modi came into power in 2014, he gained power riding on this Hindu nationalist wave. And because of that sentiment of nationalism, any comment against Kashmir also and any action against those people who make comments against Kashmir are seen favourably as well by one section. So the people are divided.
And with Narendra Modi, and you were speaking just about his return to power there for a third term and possibly silencing critics, a fellow writer has been saying that there should be an international outcry about what is happening to Miss Roy. Is there much reaction outside of India to this?
Yes, there have. I mean, it's been widely reported all over the world. There has been the BBC, international media, everybody has been reporting about this. There is a conversation that's happening. But at the same time, that doesn't seem to have deterred the administration or the police. In fact, this morning we woke up to headlines saying that the Delhi police was likely to file a charge sheet next week in this case against Arundhati Roy in the courts.
Okay, well, Mariam Alavi, thank you very much for bringing us up to date on that story in Delhi. Now we'll take a break and we'll have business and weather next.